Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Men Infra Construction Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yashish Parekh from Men Infra. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes. Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to each one of you attending the earnings call of Men Infra Construction Limited for the period of Q4 and FY26. Today, we have with us Mr. Manan Shah, the Managing Director of MICL Group, Mr. Vatsal Shah, Director MICL Global, and Mr. Ashok Mehta, Director and Group CFO. I would request all the participants to keep the discussion strategic in nature. If you have any specific data-related questions, I would request you to get in touch with us post the con call. Thank you. Now, without taking much time, I would request Mr. Manan Shah to brief you all on the company's performance and business outlook. Over to you, Mr. Shah.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for the Quarter 4 and FY26 earnings conference call of Men Infra Construction Limited. I hope all of you and your families are doing well. FY26 was an important year in MICL's journey, where the company was focused on closing marquee project acquisitions, continuing healthy sales momentum, and completing the consolidation phase across several ongoing residential developments. FY27 has also begun on a strong note for the company, and we aim to achieve the best-ever sales in the real estate business. We believe we are entering the next chapter of growth with the largest-ever launch pipeline in FY27, a strong sales ambition set over the next 2 years from its ongoing and upcoming developments, and improving execution visibility across projects. We would also see a significant part of our development portfolio gradually move into stronger revenue recognition in the upcoming years. In many ways, this year represents an inflection point for the company, where years of disciplined execution, capital prudence, and strategic groundwork are now beginning to translate into a larger growth phase for the company. Over the next 6 to 18 months, MICL Group expects delivery of over 1 million sq ft of carpet area across multiple ongoing developments. At Aradhya Parkwood near Dahisar, we are preparing to deliver the first 2 towers of the development, comprising 35 stories with 2 podiums and 1 level basement. These towers are expected to be delivered in less than 4 years from the launch. More importantly, the overall project comprising of more than 1,000 units across 4 towers is already nearly 90% sold out. In our flagship project, Aradhya Avaan at South Mumbai, we have achieved an important milestone by delivering the 38-story members tower in less than 2.5 years of time, which is also one of our new records which MICL Group has done. Similarly, at Aradhya One Park, which is situated at Ghatkopar East, has witnessed one of the fastest execution timelines within our portfolio. That project is spread across approximately 3.2 acres with 11 towers, 17 stories and 2 basement levels each. The project is expected to be completed by March 2027 with approximately 3.2 years of commencement work. In Mulund, our Atmosphere O2 project, in which Tower G, representing the third phase of Atmosphere's development, is also progressing very well and is expected to be completed over the next 18 months. The 47-story tower is already 70% sold out. We expect to generate strong operating cash flows over the next term with the delivery of these developments. Another important highlight I would like to state is in MICL Group, the strongest ever launch pipeline is coming in FY27. The company expects ongoing and upcoming launches of its multiple projects, approximately of 5,600 crores GDV, situated across multiple landmark locations like Marine Lines, Tardeo, BKC, Pali Hill. With such a healthy launch pipeline, the company has set an ambitious combined sales target over next 2 years, FY27 and FY28, of over 5,000 crores, supported by both upcoming launches and continued momentum across ongoing developments. Aradhya Avan project at Tardeo, South Mumbai, the launch of higher floor inventory along with operational sales experience center is completed now, and we expect this to support stronger traction going forward. In addition, multiple projects approaching occupation certificate over the next term are also expected to further support the sales momentum. The company also continues to witness encouraging response of the newly launched project Artek Park, which is situated in the financial capital of Mumbai at Bandra Kurla Complex, BKC, following its launch, which happened during FY26. During FY26, we also deepened our presence in South Mumbai through a new project addition at Tardeo, having an estimated GDV of approximately 2,000 crores and saleable area carpet of nearly 3 lakh square feet. With this addition, MICL's South Mumbai portfolio now represents a total combined gross development value of over 8,000 crores and a development footprint of approximately 5.7 million square feet across Tardeo, Marine Lines together. This position MICL meaningfully with some of the Mumbai's most prestigious residential micro markets. Another important strategic initiative for MICL Group is that we shall now introduce MS Collection Residences, a distinct ultra-luxury vertical focused on boutique sea-view residences, blending neoclassical architectural design with modern luxury and curated living experiences. Every development under MS Collection Residences will have limited inventory, long-term legacy appeal, and operate with its own identity and positioning separate from the Aradhya brand portfolio, which shall now be towards community building. So Aradhya brand shall continue towards community building projects, and MS Collection shall continue towards building ultra-luxury portfolios and standalone projects. I would now like to throw some light at our global residential portfolio established in Florida, United States of America, where we are gradually scaling up. During the year, we acquired a minority stake in a luxury residential property situated at West Avenue with an estimated GDV of over US $1 billion. The project shall have over 100 units with waterfront view located at Miami Beach, Florida in the USA, which is likely to further strengthen MICL's brand in the USA. Through MICL Global, the wholly owned subsidiary of MICL Group, today we have exposure to some high-end residential developments such as the Ritz-Carlton Residences at Fort Lauderdale Beach, Botanic Residences, Tiger Tail Villa, 1250 West Avenue and Shippen Avenue townhomes in Florida. As of today, MICL Global has a portfolio with estimated aggregate GDV of approximately US $1.4 billion across ongoing and one completed development. Moving to our next engine of growth, the EPC business. The current EPC order book stands at about 392 crore rupees, which shall be executed over the next 3 to 4 years. Our upcoming development constitute a construction area of about 1 crore square feet. About 50% of this will add to the EPC order book once the pipeline is launched in FY27. This will once again improve the visibility of EPC business for the near future. In addition to our core operations, the company continues to benefit from the interest income arising from capital deployed across various project entities, and cumulatively MICL Group's investment across these projects stand at around 1461 crore rupees. As of FY26, our real estate portfolio stands at an estimated gross development value stated as GDV of over 17,500 crore across ongoing and upcoming developments. Out of this, we have balanced sales pipeline of 13,300 crores which shall be sold across the coming years. Our portfolio today is spread across some of Mumbai's most prestigious residential markets, including Tardeo, Marine Lines, Bandra, BKC, Ville Parle, Mulund, Katkopar and Mira Bhayandar Daisar. As a part of our Vision 2030 roadmap, we now aspire to double our development portfolio to over 35,000 crores of GDV through sustained business development and strategic expansion across Mumbai's most distinguished addresses. We believe MICL is now entering its next phase of growth. What's coming ahead will redefine the company and the brand positioning in Mumbai as well as the US micro markets. From operational performance point of view, during FY26, the company achieved sales of approximately 1800 crore along with collections of approximately 990 crore while selling over 5 lakh square feet of carpet area during the year. During the quarter 4 of FY26, the company reported sales approximately 438 crore and collection approximately 279 crore with a sale of approximately 1.2 lakh square feet of carpet area, led by a healthy traction across the projects in Tardeo, Ville Parle, BKC, Mulund and Daisar. From a financial standpoint, the company reported consolidated revenue from operations of approximately 630 crore for FY2025 and 2026. As of today, and as mentioned earlier, FY26 largely represented a consolidation phase across several ongoing developments. As a result, we expect a significantly larger share of revenue recognition to come in the upcoming years, and as many key projects approach advanced stages of completion where we have already achieved significant sales. The company also continued to generate healthy other income during the year. It is important for everyone to note that MICL Group earns interest income on the capital invested in its project entities. This must be understood as one of our business incomes, enhancing project level returns and the benefits of our integrated business model. The consolidated PAT after minority interest stood at 201 crore rupees. For quarter 4 of FY2026, consolidated total income stood at approximately 187 crore while PAT after minority interest stood at approximately 43 crore. The company continues to build a healthy balance sheet and maintain it, and as of 2026, consolidated net worth stood at approximately 2,260. As of March 2026, consolidated net worth stood at approximately 2,266 crore, while consolidated liquidity stood at approximately 686 crore. Consolidated debt remained extremely low at approximately 58 crore, thereby maintaining MICL's net debt-free position. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the medium and long-term outlook for the Mumbai residential market, particularly with the premium and luxury segments where demand continues to remain resilient. With that, I would now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We will take our first question from the line of Rachna Mehta from SK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
So my first question is, the reported revenue was about 630 crore. Can you please provide a detailed project-wise reconciliation between cumulative bookings, collections, percentage completion, and revenue recognized till date across the projects?
Yeah, hi Rachna, Yashish this side. On the revenue recognition aspect, I would request you that we can get over for the details post the con call.
Okay. Second question is that do you see risk that the sharp rise in ultra luxury launches across South Mumbai could create any inventory overhang over the next 3 to 5 years?
So Rachna, hi, this is Mr. Shaya. Regarding the overall market perspective, Mumbai, couple of decades back when it was on a cusp of the first time development, you know, there were similar trajectory things observed that how will Mumbai sustain so much of inventory piling up. We see a similar thing happening where there is a change in the income segment, number one, happened over a couple of years post-COVID especially. And this has changed the mindset of consumers to adapt for larger ticket size apartments. Considering specific to MICL, if I would like to state, we are not doing apartments currently which are 100 crore, 200 crore ticket size. So the inventory size that we are operating in is a very comfortable ticket size for that micro market, which will not create a problem in the sales velocity going down for us especially.
Okay. And what is the targeted pre-sales number for FY27 alone versus the combined rupees 5,000 crore FY27 and FY28 ambition basically? If you could please throw some light on that.
See, this year is a year full of launches where nearly 1 million square feet is what is targeted to be launched. We are on the verge to discuss with a lot of societies where further new projects shall also be won. We are on the final negotiation stage. Once the approvals have come in, we would be announcing those soon. But as of today, if we speak, we have a 5,500 crore approximate pipeline of launches for this specific year itself, and we target nothing less than 2,500 crore for this upcoming year. So you can consider more or less, depending on the current situation, like of the total 5,000 crore, a 50-50 is what we are considering without adding on to new projects.
Okay. What level of annual price appreciation assumptions are embedded within this guidance, sir? Also, which micro markets are currently witnessing the strong pricing power, if you could please highlight?
So when we have always taken projects or done the feasibility, we as MICL have a policy where we have never considered the price appreciation. And still, if we can maintain a healthy bottom line, that is when the company takes the project. So we are not honestly bullish on the price hike happening in Mumbai because of the supply, because of this war situation and stuff. But we are confident on the absorption of the inventory that we are going to sell. So regarding price appreciation, I don't see a price appreciation happening, but a flat line on the price does not depict a flat line on bottom line or top line. We'll be having healthy numbers in terms of both, and we'll be able to operate in the micro markets like currently where you are asking the price trajectory, we are having a very good sales momentum at our BKC project, which was the recent launch this year. Tardev is going to come up, the newer phase of Tardev basically is going to be upcoming in the third or the fourth quarter of this year maximum. We're trying to prepone the launch, but if we receive permissions early, we'll definitely launch the project earlier. So these are the markets where the momentum is strong. Aradhya Avan, which is one of the flagships launched at South Mumbai, they have now launched the final top floors, and we've also built a brand new experience center which is inside the building itself. Now, we've already received more than 200 people's footfall up till now, and they are extremely impressed, and the transactions are constantly ongoing, like the weekly run rate is running very, very strong. So these are the locations where we see, and of course Marine Lines project will also be launched this year. Again, it's a similar micro market to Tardev, so where we have not considered a price appreciation, but we have considered a healthy sales momentum, and we are confident on achieving that.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. Next question is from the line of Athar Sayed from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead. Athar, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with the question.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you. Sir, I wanted to understand, like you stated to be 13,300 crore balance sales visibility. So how much pertains to already sold inventory awaiting revenue recognition versus unsold future inventory?
So out of 17,000 crore, 13,000 crore approximately is the unsold inventory, which is targeted to be launched in the next few years' time, depending on the project stage. So out of 13,000 crore, everything is unsold, but out of 17,000 crore, nearly 4,000 crore is already sold.
Okay. And also, what is the expected annual revenue recognition trajectory for FY 27, 28, and 29?
See, in terms of compared to this year, we are expecting nearly around 35% to 40% of a growth in terms of revenue recognition, because this is the year, like I said, where almost 1 million square feet of projects are going to be launched. So nearly around 5,500 to 6,500 crore between range is the GDV value of these launches. So we are seeing a very good upward trend in terms of the top line coming in. A lot of projects are also near completion where OC will be received, and that will result in excellent cash flows, and the recognition shall happen. Like our Ghatkopar project is near completion, the Isar project is near completion, Atmosphere project is near completion. These projects will get us the revenue recognition of the unsold inventories soon.
Okay, answer. As you are entering into this ultra-luxury redevelopment project, so should investors also expect higher margins or lower asset turns?
Yes, definitely the intention is to have better margins in these ultra-luxury projects, and you shall see that in the upcoming years, definitely.
Okay. And sir, I just wanted to understand, what is your segment-wise revenue? You can give a breakup of segment-wise revenue breakup, basically.
Post this call, you can get in touch with Yashesh for the micro detail report analysis, and he shall share all the information that is required.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rao Thakur from NBS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, this FY25 was one of the best years for Man Infra. So if we take a slightly longer term view, say FY28, so can we see a repeat of that FY25 best numbers which the company produced?
See,
any color on this?
You see, yeah. So if you see the growth side of it. This year is a year, last year was the year when we had a lot of acquisitions coming up. This is the year when all these acquisitions will be fruitful and launches would be coming in. So in the next, that's why we have given a vision 2031 where we are seeing an excellent growth in terms of top line, bottom line. And we've also expanded our horizon in Mumbai in terms of going to Bandra, BKC, and multiple locations. So these high-end projects will definitely yield better margins also. And regarding the indication for the FY25 number, we are having confidence that we'll be even surpassing that number.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and best wishes for that. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ritwik Sheikh from OneUp Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. So just one question from my end. You mentioned in the presentation that you look to double your GDV over the next 5 years from the current base. So what is the kind of business development that we will require to do in the next 3 to 4 years to achieve this?
We are currently speaking to nearly more than 10 plus housing societies across Mumbai, lot of which is at the final negotiation stage or the final presentation stage. So we are confident to win multiple out of these negotiations that have been going on. Secondly, the quantum of these projects are much larger than the previous projects which we are on the verge to complete. So for example, if you have seen Tardev project, the new Tardev 2.0 standalone building is a 2000 crore project. So these are the kind of projects which we intend to add on to in the near future, which will result in getting us this 35,000 crore GDV by 2031. And we are very confident that 2031 is still very far. We intend to achieve this target much, much prior than that, hopefully.
And sir, this will be predominantly redevelopment or it will be a mix of redevelopment, JDA, acquiring land parcels? How do you see that shaping up?
It will definitely be a healthy mix of everything because we've always considered ourselves as a, you know, a flexible company where wherever the best opportunity comes in, we tend to move towards that direction. So it will be a full mix of JDA, JV, yeah, you know, redevelopment. We are even targeting to add a commercial portfolio soon.
Right. And what would be the annual spends that we could do for this, for the acquiring of the projects?
See, there's no specific number which I can point it out to, but our cash flows are healthy enough to allow us to acquire these newer projects, and the number that we've quoted where we want to double the GDV, we have a healthy run rate of cash flow getting generated from our ongoing projects and the future surplus coming in from the, you know, the projects which are yet to be launched. So because as most lot of projects are near completion, substantial cash flow shall be getting started to generate, in fact, from this financial year itself onwards.
Got it. Got it. Okay, so this is helpful and thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Subho Mukherjee, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sure, thank you. Am I audible?
Yes.
Congratulations to management for the year that just concluded. My question is more around the upcoming launches, specifically the Marine Lines project. If you could add some color on around what time we can expect that launch. I know that you have mentioned FY27, but just wanted to get some idea on that specific project.
So Marine Lines project, the entire land is now vacated. The existing members have been relocated. Construction for the rehab tower and the sail tower has already begun, where we have received the IOD and CC for the same. The launch is targeted to be done during the festive season. So this Diwali is when we have targeted with a brand new experience center, sales office basically. So we intend to do, see, we are waiting right now where the situation globally, which is changing the sentiments of customers. We don't want any implications to drop on the pricing, or we don't want any implication where there's any negative publicity happening for the industry in terms of not specific MICL project or marine line. But right now we see consumers at times rethinking. So we're just waiting it through to make it a grand success.
Sure, thanks. And is it the same for the Tardeo 2.0 cluster?
The Tardeo 2.0 is just acquired. We have already applied for permissions. But yes, the target for Tardeo 2.0 is also during the November-December time.
Got it. One more question. I saw a lot of, in the latest presentation, not so much emphasis on the ports part of the business. Is this a conscious decision of you're trying to build the company towards the luxury real estate sector only, moving away from the traditional EPC sector?
No, that's not exactly the clear indication that we are depriving away from port. But if you see, port segment in India has always been a subjective industry where a couple of years the port sector is down. So we don't want the company's growth to depend just on the ports. Yes, ports will definitely add. It's always a healthy margin project, but not every now and then we are seeing many ports getting added in India. So we've been focused more towards the luxury residential segment, and yes, real estate would definitely be the heavy lifter compared to both, because of the quantum of the projects that we have in real estate is nearly 17,000 crores as of today, and you know, you saw the number which we are planning to double. So ports is something which will definitely, as and when we find good opportunity, we would want to bid. But if you see, our current in-house EPC portfolio is nearly 1 crore square feet. So
yes,
that
yes,
either comes in the form of savings to the company, where the company self-executes the project, or where there are partners, we tend to give the EPC contract to the Maninfra. So we do have a healthy pipeline of EPC, but the intention is definitely to grow more towards real estate.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much, and congratulations, and have a great year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We will take our next question from the line of Rachna Mehta from SK Advisors. Please go ahead. Rachna, you may please proceed. Your line is unmuted.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity again. So my question is, do you think that redevelopment projects in Mumbai are currently at their most profitable stage? Because the property prices are very strong, while the borrowing costs are, you know, still manageable. Or do you believe this cycle is different from past real estate up cycles?
If you're asking me this question as a member, how will I be benefited as a member? For instance, if I have to answer, this is the golden years of redevelopment is what I would say, where the existing tenants or members are getting the best benefit out of it. Not just because of the pricing, I would say. Mumbai's pricing has more or less been a flat line up, apart from few specific locations which we see in the press and media getting harped upon. But Mumbai pricing has been more or less stagnant. The thing what has gone up is the FSI. So if you see the policies, the way they've been drafted, better benefits have been given by the government, which the industry is definitely thankful for. And that benefit the developers are passing on to the redevelopment existing flat owners. So that is where I would say, compared to past redevelopment projects, if you would go like 6 years, 7 years back, a lot of policies did not exist. But now they do. So that is where the benefit of pre-development is going on very, very smoothly. And I see this momentum continuing in the next couple of years because the way the infrastructure is being managed, the way the new connectivity the Maharashtra government has planned in terms of coastal road connectivity, metro, Atal Setu, Samruddhi Mahamarg, bullet train, it's an excellent platform to have people staying outside the city also and contribute to the economy of Mumbai. So that is where approximately you would see that this momentum would continue and create new pockets also.
Okay. Okay, that was very helpful. Also, the company is increasing its focus on ultra-luxury projects in Mumbai. So, what exactly gives management the confidence that the demand in this segment will remain strong over the next few years? And this is not just like any short-term trend. And also, as the portfolio becomes more tilted toward large luxury projects with longer completion timelines, should investors expect more fluctuations in revenue recognition and earnings visibility going forward?
See, why management is confident, I'll give you a real-life case study example. My Ghatkopar project, which is a mid-luxury to luxury, more than 50% is sold. My Villeparle project, which is Jade Park, is 50% plus sold. If you see the Tardev project, which is at South Mumbai, is 65% plus already sold. The recently launched luxury project at BKC, Artec Park, almost in less than 3 months, more than 20% is already sold. And we are continuously seeing that pipeline of customers turning to our experience centers. Now, that is the reason we have, as management, have decided to continue our growth in acquiring these type of projects. And Mumbai is on the verge where 3 BHKs in 2012-13, if you see, there was a trend of 1,000 to 1,100 square feet. Post that, the economic crisis happened. 3 BHK sizes average in Mumbai started dropping down to 800 to 950 square feet. Now again we see 3 BHKs in Mumbai going almost up to 1500 square feet. So that means the buyer's mindset has changed where everybody wants a slightly larger space to occupy, and this mindset has changed mainly after COVID situation, where people realize the importance of a house, where they realize the importance of having, you know, like their own space. And this is something which has become very, very common across all our projects. Wherever we are doing a smaller three-bed, people are now demanding a larger three-bed size also. And in fact, the larger three-bed sizes are getting sold out first compared to the smaller three-beds. And a similar situation is happening in the four-bed and five-bed spaces also. So these are the reasons where the company feels that we should definitely move in the near future, and we are not making any exceptionally large apartments which we feel can become a bottleneck for the company to sell and which can have a hindrance on the cash flow in the near future. So we are operating in the space which has been a healthy demand and supply continuous game.
Got it, got it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Men Infra. If you have any questions, you can reach out to us post the con call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.